Dalit Christians in India need prayer as a court decision looms. One woman makes a difference for peace in Colombia, and believers see electrifying results of a special project in a Muslim area. These stories and more coming up on today's edition of Mission Network News, a daily news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. I'm Greg Yoder. Dalit Christians are expected to be in India's Supreme Court tomorrow, pleading for equal rights under India's affirmative action law. Currently, Dalits have rights to education, work, and other essentials as Hindus. However, Operation Mobilization's India director, Peter Dant, says,
if he becomes a Christian, he immediately loses that. The Muslim Dalits don't lose it, the Sikh Dalits don't lose it, etc., etc. Therefore, that has kept a lot of Dalits from publicly deciding to become a Christian, though there are a lot of secret Christians, obviously.
Dalit Christians are asking the nation's highest court to overturn this law, says Dance.
They've put a proposal to the government to debate whether this is constitutional. And so on Thursday, that is what they're going to debate and probably make a decision on whether it should be investigated.
Dance expects a favorable decision. He says that will increase persecution against Christians, but also helping the church grow. Next, devastating floods and storms have killed 18 people in Romania, flooding 20,000 homes and contaminating hundreds of wells. Little Samaritan Mission operates 21 radio stations there, but also helps orphans. Little Samaritan Mission's Florine Pindigblaj says they had sent a container to the region, but it was delayed.
We shipped a container which was supposed to arrive by Easter time, and I was so discouraged because the container arrived now in the middle of the summer. But there were villages, areas, counties devastated by flood. We are going to help those areas with dry vegetable soup, nectarine, peaches, and raisins.
Pindigblaj says the situation is bad.
People died and the livestock, orchard destroyed, gardens destroyed, and people remain with nothing.
Little Samaritans providing the food in Jesus' name with the hope of sharing the gospel. Funding is needed to do even more. You're listening to Mission Network News. Word of Colombia's demobilization program is drawing mixed reviews. For all those soldiers that go legitimate, there will be many more in a power struggle with a government. IN Network's Rody Rodehaver says one of their partners, we'll call her Gloria, is helping street children in the heart of the country. It's dangerous work, as her mission is nestled deep in guerrilla territory.
She takes them in and cares for them and feeds them and clothes them and makes sure that they get an education, and most of all, she shares the love of Jesus with these boys and girls. So the IN Network Colombia is supporting over 25 of these children.
With war raging all around her compound, Rodehaver says they have no illusions as to who's protecting her.
Even the guerrillas recognize that here's a lady who God has his hand on, and over the years, they have honored that and they have left her alone.
Next, providing electricity to a community in a heavily Muslim region is helping change lives. Medical Ambassadors International worked together with local agencies to put up 20 electric poles and properly connect 30 homes to electricity. In addition, they're planning to pipe natural gas and water into homes as well. Physical development is underway in this community. Pray for a corresponding spiritual transformation as the team continues to reach out to these people in the name of Jesus. And the race is on to finish a school expansion project in the Dominican Republic. Worldwide Christian Schools is building a new 3-story facility for the Philadelphia Christian School in Cristo Rey. It needs to be finished by Friday when school officially begins. When it's completed, Cristo Rey will have increased the capacity of the school from 311 to 521 students. Worldwide's vision is to glorify God by ensuring all people have access to Christian education. Mission Network News, a daily news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. Sat7's free Atlas of Changed Lives is available by calling our resource line at 1-800-995-4828. It tells amazing Sat7 salvation stories and makes a pretty good prayer guide for the Middle East and North Africa. That's Sat7's Atlas of Changed Lives at 1-800-995-4828. You can also get a copy at our website, missionnetworknews.org. I'm Greg Yoder.